Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 35. Yada graha grasta eva kvachit hasati akrandate. Dhyayati bandate janam. Muhu svasan vakti hare jagatpate narayana iti atmamati gata drapa. Yada graha grasta eva kvachid dasati. Agrandate dhyayati vandate janam. Uhusvasan vakti hare jagatpate. Narayanet yatma mati gata trapa. Yadagraha grasta eva kvachid dasati. Akrandate dhyayati vandate janam. Muhusvasan vakti hare jagatpate. Narajane tyatma matir gata trapa. Yadagraha grasta eva kvachid dasati. Akrandate dhyayati vandate janam. Sabotage. It's hot. Well, I forgot to bring my flashlight. Thank you. Muhasvasan vakti hare jagatpate. Narayane tyatma matir gata trapaha. Please chant. Ladies, please. Yada, when. Graha grahastaha. No, it's a hyphenated word. Graha grahastaha. Haunted by a ghost. Eva, like. Kvachit, sometimes. Hasati, laughs. Akrandate, cries loudly. Remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Dhyayati, meditates. Vandate, offers respects. Janam, to all living entities. Thinking all of them to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Muhu, constantly. Svasan, Shvasan, breathing heavily. Vakti, he speaks. Hare, O my Lord. Jagatpate, O master of the whole world. Narayana, O Lord Narayan. Iti, thus. Atma Mati, fully absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord. Gata trapa, without shame. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he laughs and very loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes he sits to perform meditation. And he offers respects to every living entity, considering him a devotee of the Lord. Constantly breathing very heavily, he becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Oh! Okay. Oh my Lord! Oh Master of the Universe! Purport. When one chants the holy name of the Lord in ecstasy, not caring for outward social conventions, it is to be understood that he is Atma Mati. In other words, his consciousness is turned toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I have my humble obeisances unto his lotus feet. Translation again. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he laughs and very loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes he sits to perform meditation, and he offers respects to every living entity, considering him a devotee of the Lord. Constantly breathing very heavily, he becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman, Hare Krishna, O my Lord, O Master of the Universe. So Prahlad Maharaj here is, he's describing and explaining the teachings that he heard from his own spiritual master, namely Narada Muni, while he was in the womb. Now, how does he know all this? It doesn't sound like it's just book learning. It doesn't sound like it's merely something that someone told him. It sounds like it's something that he knows personally about firsthand, as if he himself has personally experienced this. I mean, look at the emotion, look at the feeling. If you go to the next verse, it continues on in that same mood, that same feeling to want to share with his little playmates the incredible degree of happiness that one experiences when one is in true and deep and complete Krishna consciousness. He not only is telling about it because he has some pleasure in just telling about it, or he has some pleasure in knowing about it. The feeling that we get is that he is getting these very pleasures about which he is speaking. And he wants to share it with others because it's like his cup overfloweth. He's just overflooded, overfilled. And he sees such misery and such suffering and such sorrow in his little playmates who are busily engaged in frolicsome, frivolous activities which will lead only to attachment to the pleasures of the material world, and will cause them to be just as miserable, just as sorrowful, and just as anxious, just as uncertain and doubtful as his depraved father. And he cares for them. He's concerned about them. He wants to help them. That is the nature of a pure devotee. He cares for others. He doesn't care very much about himself, outside of the fact that his only care is that he wants to always be thinking of Krishna, having feelings about Krishna, remembering Krishna, understanding Krishna to the degree that he's capable, thinking of Krishna, surrendering to Krishna, praying to Krishna. He wants Krishna as the very center, the very focal point of his every living moment. This is what gives him happiness and causes this this flood of blissfulness. That it's kind of like if you take a little crude example, but if you've ever taken a bottle of Sprite or 7-Up and you shake it up and down, you know, all the bubbles come up, and then if the top is off, it comes up. So his heart is literally bubbling with ecstasy, and he can't contain it. And not only that, but at the risk of his own life, because he knows that what he is talking about is opposed to what his father wants him to know about and talk about. To his father, this would be contamination to praise, to glorify, to honor the enemy, the followers of Vishnu or Lord Vishnu. Nobody talks about Lord Vishnu in the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu. Everybody's afraid to do so. There are no beautiful pictures like we have on our walls of Lord Krishna. The only pictures there are of Hiranyakashipu. And everybody is jai-jaying Hiranyakashipu. And here this little 5-year-old boy is saying, forget about Hiranyakashipu. He's finished. His life is over. He's worthless. The real person to venerate, to honor, to glorify, to submit to surrender to is Lord Sri Vishnu. This is what he's telling his little friends. And the interesting thing about it is that his friends are sitting there spellbound listening to him. Now, little children have very short attention spans. We all know that. 1 minute they want to do this, they want to play with the ball, another minute they want to play with sand, another minute they want to play with their little toys, another minute they want to wrestle, another minute they want to play blind man's bluff. They're always going from one thing to another,
because they can't stick on any one thing. Their attention span is limited, and they jump from this to that, from one thing to another thing. And if you ever watch the animated cartoons on television, which are for children, you can see how there's so many different cuts. They cut to one scene, 5 seconds later, they're in another scene, 5 seconds later, another scene. And the kids, that's about all they can handle. Years ago, the scenes were definitely longer before TV came around and computers and all those wonderful things that really make our attention span, you know, so wide, big, long. So what happens is that the attention span of children is growing shorter and shorter. Soon the cuts will be like 2 seconds, then another 2 seconds, then 2 seconds. They can't concentrate. So here Prahlad Maharaj, speaking amongst this gathering of children about his own age, is talking a very high level of philosophy. He's talking about who we really are. We're not our bodies. We're the spirit soul within. And that right beside the spirit soul, there is another soul, the super soul. Yet in this body, there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and is known as the super soul. So he's letting them know the reality, the truth. And he's telling them that by you forgetting the real provider of your happiness, whether it's material, spiritual, but the real provider is the Supreme Lord Vishnu. And he talks about Lord Vishnu in very glowing, very uplifting, very glorifying, praiseworthy terms or tones. So he's got them spellbound. They're transfixed. They're listening. Because what he is saying, because of his advanced state, he is touching the hearts. He's moving their hearts. He's giving them an experience of happiness which heretofore they had never experienced. This is amazing. Children, 5 years old, experiencing some degree of transcendental bliss as a result of Prahlad Maharaj transmitting what he knows and what he has experienced. It's a little like when Srila Prabhupada was here and he would be talking in a talk and his eyes would wander here and there and he would smile and he would speak with such conviction, with such enthusiasm, with such intensity, with such affection, with such an intense desire for us all to become devotees and lovers of Krishna, knowing full well that that alone would bring us the happiness which we are seeking and never finding in the material world. So how do we know that Prahlad Maharaj is talking about something that he's experienced? How do we know this? Well, he tells us that in the earlier chapter, and I'd like to read just a few of those verses because they're very instructive, and it shows us where he really is at. Narada Muni is speaking, and he's speaking to King Yudhishthira here, and he says that from the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was uninterested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on being fully absorbed in the activities of sense gratification. In other words, his experience was that, am I on the right planet? What am I doing here? I feel love, I feel affection, I feel dedication, I feel surrender, I feel submission to Krishna, and I feel so happy as a result. Why are they all so absorbed in material sense pleasures? What is the compulsion? I don't get those pleasures. They're meaningless. You have them one moment, they're gone the next moment. I've got something that's always going on within me. Then he goes on to say, Prahlad Maharaj was always absorbed in thought of Krishna, thus being always embraced by the Lord. Now that's an interesting statement. Thus being always embraced by the Lord. This is an inner experience. He did not know how his bodily necessities, such as sitting, walking, eating, lying down, drinking, and talking, were being automatically performed. That means his external consciousness was virtually gone at times. Because of advancement in Krishna consciousness, he sometimes cried, sometimes laughed, sometimes expressed jubilation, and sometimes sang loudly. Sometimes, upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy. And sometimes, being fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of the Lord. Now, this is not the oneness that we hear from Mayavadis, sannyasis, or Mayavadi practitioners. This is a oneness in love. Prahlad was giving his love to the Lord, and the Lord was reciprocating, sending his own love into the soul of Prahlad. So Prahlad was experiencing and then giving back. And the Lord was experiencing and giving back. It was going back and forth. So this is the oneness. The oneness also manifests not only in these different symptoms that I'm reading about, but the philosophy, the words, the ideas, the thoughts, the feelings that are of the Lord have now become of Prahlad Maharaj. In other words, that is their oneness. That Prahlad is a perfect reflection, a perfect manifestation of the Lord's feelings, thoughts, ideas, and words. In other words, a perfect channel. And that's exactly what's going on in this particular chapter, where he's instructing his little playmates. He's basically channeling the Supreme Lord. Of course, this has come from his spiritual master. And he shows great reverence for his spiritual master. And he knows that without his spiritual master, he could not speak what he's speaking. So it's not he was thinking of just the Lord and that's it. Spiritual master is very, very important. Important because he is the link that links us to the heart of God. Yasya prasada. Yasya prasada. Yasya prasada. Can I have it a little louder? Yeah. Yasyada prasada, Bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, nagatikatopi. Dayam stuvam tasya yashasri sandhyam vande guru shri charanadapandam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, we should always remember the spiritual master. At least three times, let us offer our humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Of course, you're not limited. You could go beyond three times. If you want to do 30 times or 3,000 times, there's no bar to that. You can offer as many as you like. But the important point is to show a great, not just reverence, but great gratitude that the spiritual master in the form of Srila Prabhupada has taken upon himself tremendous amount of difficulties and trials and tribulations, both physical and mental, great pressures he took upon himself for no other purpose than to relieve us of the miseries that we were heir to as persons attached to material sense pleasure. And he explained to us how this, just as Prahlad Maharaj is explaining to his little playmates, Prahlad Maharaj is acting as the guru there, just as Srila Prabhupada was here and he acted as our spiritual master. And again, he spoke with such conviction and such earnestness, such sincerity, such affection, that you could not help but be affected. You could not help but be disturbed in the sense of, what am I doing in this world? Why have I been wasting my life? And you wanted to just surrender your life completely, sacrifice your life completely to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada, which was the desire of Krishna for our ultimate salvation, our ultimate happiness, transcendental bliss, peace, and love. This is what he wanted, and many devotees are experiencing a greater and greater level of peace and happiness, joy, strength, and fulfillment. Just continuing. Because of his association with perfect, unalloyed devotees who had nothing to do with anything material, Prahlad Maharaj constantly engaged in the service of the Lord's lotus feet. By seeing his bodily features when he was in perfect ecstasy, persons very poor in spiritual understanding became purified. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj bestowed upon them transcendental bliss. That's why those kids are sitting there. They're in ecstasy. They're enjoying, but a different kind of enjoyment than they've ever had in their life. It's an enjoyment on the spiritual platform, the transcendental platform, which enables one to feel a togetherness, a oneness with not only the Supreme Lord, but with all living beings and with all matter, with everything. One feels a connection. One feels a relationship. One feels like a brotherhood or sisterhood with all living beings. And therefore, one has no animosity, no hatred, no vengeance, no contempt, no lust. There's no desire to get something because you're overfilled, you're overflooded, and the only desire is to give more and more and more. Because if you don't get rid of it, you feel uncomfortable. It's a little bit, and again, this analogy might be a little gross, but a woman who is pregnant and near her term can't wait till the baby comes out. She wants it to come out. There's a discomfort until it comes out. And similarly, the devotee who's filled with transcendental bliss is pregnant with love of God, and he doesn't feel comfortable unless he can manifest it, express it, get it out of him, and touch and move and stir and uplift and stimulate the hearts of others. This is what is known as transcendental bliss and transcendental happiness. A liberated person is not not interested in material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme Lord. That's a Bhagavad Gita verse, by the way. By seeing his bodily features when he was in perfect ecstasy, persons very poor in spiritual understanding became purified. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj bestowed upon them transcendental bliss. So, those are the points I wanted to bring out to show us how Prahlad Maharaj can speak in such a convincing, in such a credible, in such a compelling way. He's speaking of experience. And we should all, these great personalities are here not just to tell us some quaint story or some beautiful, charming story. They're here to serve as examples for us and to serve as an inspiration for us to strive for. If Prahlad has achieved this, why not me? Maybe not now. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next year, But sometime, because he was a human being, I'm a human being, I believe in what he believes in, so let me strive with all my heart and soul to serve the Lord in the 9 different ways that Prahlad Maharaj just talked about. Hearing about the Lord, chanting about the Lord, remembering the Lord, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshipping the Lord, offering prayers to the Lord, practical service to the Lord, such as book distribution, dressing the deities, cooking foodstuffs, and so forth. And surrendering one's body, one's mind, and words to the Lord. So, if I do this, then maybe I can achieve the same thing. Now, one of the most conspicuous to me, anyway, points of this is that Prahlad Maharaj was always conscious of Krishna. When he chanted, he was conscious of Krishna. He wasn't just chanting. He wasn't just saying words. They were being chanted with his heart. He was letting out his love to the Lord in the form of the mantra, and he understood it. It was not being done mechanically, indifferently, robotically, impatient way, as sometimes I see devotees. They're chanting so fast that I wonder, is that the Hare Krishna mantra? It sounds like they got like a, it's called the machine gun chant. Like I used to see the war pictures. That, you know, it goes in the same rhythm. Or then you have the others who are the opposite. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What? Oh, yeah. Time to get up.